Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Oh boy.
Let me tell you something. I'm a big fan. I'm so excited, like so many other South Africans. In the capital city tomorrow night, the Dire Straits Experience. And it's my pleasure to welcome on the show this morning, Chris White, Terence Reid. Guys, well, to you, Terence, welcome back. I've met you before here at the studios.
Yeah.
And to you, Chris, for the first time. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you.
Very excited. Very, very excited. You know, some of the biggest songs, soundtrack to our lives, man. just quickly, before we talk about the show tomorrow night, since this Queen movie, the Freddie Mercury movie, I mean, I'm a huge Queen fan as well, and a huge Freddie Mercury fan, so I was very familiar with that Live Aid concert, you know, mm-hmm. and what they did there, and all the other acts that were on that day. Dire Straits were there that day as well, mm-hmm. part of that.
Yeah.
And now it's iconic. I mean, now everybody knows about it, right? All those years later. Was it 85?
It was 85, yeah. 85. It was the 13th of July.
13th of July, 1985.
It happened to be my 30th birthday.
What? Your 30th birthday?
I played Live Aid on my 30th birthday.
Oh, come on now.
No, it's true. Absolutely true.
What are your memories of that day?
Ah, chaos. It was, as you say, just about everybody was there. Everybody I knew in the music business was there. It was, there were guys running, guys with gear running everywhere. As we were waiting to go on stage, some guys came, pushed me out of the way. Get out of the way, man, get out of the way, man. I was rolling a riser onto the stage. Queen was standing behind us, waiting to come on just after us. It was all quick turnover. It was an incredible day. We, Dire Straits, were in the middle of a run of 13 shows just across the car park in Wembley Arena.
Yeah.
So that came smack bang in the middle. So we went in early that day, did Live Aid, and then went across the car park and started our own show for that night.
What?
While Live Aid was going on. And as people finished at Live Aid,
they came over,
and so many people got up on stage that night and played with us. It was amazing.
What time was your set that day?
At the Dire Straits set?
At Live Aid.
At Live Aid. It was the afternoon. It was afternoon, early evening. I think it was somewhere around 5:36, but I can't quite remember.
And then Queen went on off.
Straight after, yeah.
What do you remember? I mean, everyone's talking about the Freddie Mercury movie and everything that happened. Do you remember Freddie and Brian and Roger and John? Were they nervous?
They were, as you came off stage. There was a famous photographer there, Terry, I forget who. Everybody had a photograph taken as you came up.
Yeah.
So we came off stage, walked past Freddie and Brian and the guys because they were waiting to come on, and went and had a photo taken. I don't remember them being nervous or anything like that.
Movie lied. No, I'm kidding. and your set that day, was it amazing, memorable?
It was memorable. It was kind of over in a flash. It was one of those days. You're on, you're off. We did it, and it was just a great day. It was a great thing to be involved with.
So Brian May is saying that they should do it again. I think he's calling for another Live Aid.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Would Dire Straits would you ever reunite for something like that with Mark?
I would doubt Mark's been, there have been many offers for Mark to reform, many requests for Mark to reform.
For Live Aid?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I know that he so far has resisted that. He has a very successful solo career, as I'm sure you know now.
What we do know is that Terence is amazing. I remember the last time you were in here, I mean, you just blew people's minds. How do you just even play and sing like that? It's just amazing. What a privilege. You're still just loving this.
Yeah, it's surreal. It doesn't even start to cover it. What we're doing now started off. I've been over in the UK for about 10 years just doing original music, really, and got this phone call one day out the blue. There was going to be the band Dire Straits were going to do a charity, and you know, Mark was sticking with the solo stuff, and they just needed somebody to front it for, was it going to be a short show, a one-off?
Yeah.
And that's how this started.
Yeah.
And I imagined something like that would be a little corporate thing.
Sure.
It turned out to be the Albert Hall, which was very weird.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
And, as one does.
But for these lads, it's just blasé, really.
No.
They've played a couple of big stages in their lives.
But yeah. I couldn't believe it, you know.
Of course.
And I remember talking to Alan Clark and saying, how did you get this? And they went, well, Eric's a mate. I said, who's Eric? And it was Eric Clapton, who happened to have a residency at the time. It gave them a night off. Yeah. You know, they had a night off. So that's how we ended up playing there, apparently. Yeah.
And to play these songs, I mean, it's just a thrill every time. These are massive, massive songs. Everyone has a favorite Dire Straits song. Apart from the Live Aid Day in 85, which other concert stands out for you?
Oh, the Manila concert. The Nelson Mandela concert in 88. We played that. That was a big thing.
Which one? Where was this now?
This was in London. This is at Wembley.
Yes. Okay. All right.
It was built, I think it was the Free Nelson Mandela concert.
Yes.
Something like
that. Yes, that's right.
Which was huge there in the UK.
A
really big event. So that was good. In terms of general gigs, Madison Square Garden, because it's Madison Square Garden, was great. There have been lots, actually.
Well, we're going to chat some more. There's lots to chat about. If you're a fan, oh boy, and the requests are coming, and I said I'm going to play a Dire Straits song on the show this morning. Now, of course, people are mentioning every single release, so now I'm going to decide.
Mountains of Swing, I believe.
Yeah, the best Dire Straits song all time. Sultans of Swing.
Ek smal raai, Walk of Life, asseblief man. Speel hy oukie.
My favorite Dire Straits song is Money for Nothing.
Definitely Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits with a White Almond Magnum.
My favorite Dire Straits song is got to be Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms, Romeo and Juliet. How am I going to choose? Keep them coming.
We're probably going to have to play some of these, Christian.
No.
Do you have some of these on your set list for tomorrow night? I would recommend. 084-850-0942. We'll keep it going. Our special guest on the show this morning, Chris White. Terence Roach, you also roped in another Chris for tomorrow night's show.
Yeah, we have.
Fantastic.
We have Chris Whitten with us, who is... drummer with Dire Straits on the On Every Street tour in 92, 93. Chris spent a long time as Paul McCartney's drummer as well. So, in fact, he's sitting just across the way there taking some photos.
It's me.
Hello. How are you? We put the camera down with you. Guys, I mean, you've all worked with incredible legends. I mean, you know, you mentioned some names like the Paul McCartneys. Who worked with Robbie and all those guys as well?
That was me.
Robbie Williams. Yep. A bit of Mick Jagger. How did you do with Mick Jagger?
I did an album with Mick. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry. But I did do an album with Mick some years back. That was fun. That was a fun day.
And who's the... most, let me choose my words carefully. Who's the most eccentric of them all?
You don't want to get sued.
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker.
I loved working with him. I did some stuff with Joe back down the line, and I loved working with Joe. He was just such a gas to work with. Real character, a great voice, and such a down-to-earth guy.
I saw him live here in South Africa, actually, with his band. The thing I remember about his concert is he insists that it only worked with cables.
No radio
microphones, no radio, nothing. And it was one of the best sound that we've ever heard. So when you play these songs, I mean, you've got these fans that have been Dire Straits fans forever and a day. And obviously the pressure is on, you know, to bring that sound. Right, a lot of pressure on you, Terence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every single review is just that if anyone else is going to nail it, you're nailing it, which is fantastic because it is such a specific sound, and even the guitar playing is something quite specific. Am I right?
It is. Yeah.
You're one of the very few people in the world who could do that style. What do you call it?
Yeah, I don't know. I get asked this quite a bit, and I'd like to think that there was some kind of succinct answer. I really don't know. I know I grew up watching African street pickers in Mozambique, and that's where I saw finger playing for the first time. So I started from that, and I guess that's got something to do with it. But Chris is on the outside. Well, Chris has been sat played with Mark, and he'd probably be better equipped to tell me if I'm getting it right or not. So, yeah.
Well, you're still here.
Yeah.
You're back again. So. So some of the stuff that you guys are going to do tomorrow night, what can the South African fans expect?
Quite a lot of the songs that you've already mentioned. A lot of those requests are going to be in the set. Brothers in Arms, Private Investigations, Telegraph Road, Romeo and Juliet. And we're kind of, because Terence is such a genius, actually, and Terence, you know, mate, it's, for me, working with Terence is very much like working with Mark. We don't do the same, we don't do things exactly the same every day, which is how it was with Dire Straits with Mark. Terence can do that. So that keeps this stuff alive. I think that's why this thing's continuing, because the fans see that too. So we split the thing down to a four-piece, to something we do some of the very early stuff, as well. Rather, Terence does it, I go and off and have a glass of wine at that point or something, you know.
Your favourite moments of the show?
Four-piece. That's just really easy. The four-piece, the big band stuff is all very, very complex orchestrations, and the four-piece is just like a four-piece rock band rocking out. So that's the funnest part of the show, probably. Yeah. I was just going to say about what you were just saying, it's not just playing the songs, it's actually what Chris says, it's recreating the show. So Chris and I remember being on stage, and so we try and make that happen every night. We're not just playing the repertoire, we're actually playing the show, the Dire Straits show from 86 and 92. So that's what fans will see, is like a Dire Straits show from that period.
What was your favourite show that you remember from that time?
I just can't think. It was just massive in Italy and Spain and Holland and places like that, and big football arenas. And we made the live video on the night DVD in Nîmes, which was an incredible like Roman amphitheater, and it was pouring with rain the whole show, but the fans were still up for it, so that was an amazing night.
Yeah. Have you been to South Africa before?
No, I've never been here before.
All right, so welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, you're going to have a fantastic time tomorrow in Pretoria. Thanks for bringing this amazing show here. We really do appreciate it. Pleasure. Thanks for making the time to pop into the studio. Yeah,
thank you.
Have we decided which song we're going to play now? Because let's hear some more requests. I think you can decide, actually. Yes. Let's ask the members of the Dire Straits Experience to decide which song we're going to play this morning.
Oh, my word. Six Blade Knife. Best Dire Straits song ever.
Martin, definitive Money for Nothing.
Dire Straits. Here comes Johnny singing Goldies, Goldies. Oh, wow. Walk of Life.
My favourite song of all times of Dire Straits is obviously Brothers in Arms.
My favourite Dire Straits song definitely has to be Walk of Life.
Gotta be Sultans of Swing.
Can you play Brothers in Arms? That is my dad's favourite song and it reminds me of him.
Hello, good morning, Jacaranda FM Radio Station. Thank you for bringing Dire Straits in Africa. Welcome, Dire Straits. My favorite one is gonna be that one. Oh yeah, the boys can play. He got the action, he got the motion.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the boys can play. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, thank you, Dalton. Welcome to Africa.
If all else fails, that lady in the beginning and this guy here, you know, if your vocals are taking a bit of a break,
we're covered. That's right. I just thought, is that Mark phoning in?
Mark Knopf, they're putting on the voice. Okay, so coming up next, we're going to have a bit of a conference. We'll decide which Dire Straits song we're playing and then who wins the tickets for the Dire Straits Experience live in South Africa. Morgen aand in Pretoria, by die Sun Arena, we will gaan. In studio with us, this is very familiar with South Africa, Terence Reich, also Chris White and Chris Whitten. The two Chris's, you're obviously Chris Whitten, you love photography, clearly, because you are so attached to that photo. Well, having toured with amazing artists across the world, going back to the Dire Straits, and as you mentioned there, Paul McCartney, and you've also recorded a number of records. Have you always taken photographs? You must have an incredible catalogue of pics.
I've got good pics from McCartney and Dire Straits, but they're all on negative and I've got to scan them. I've been putting a few up on Instagram and getting a lot of good feedback. But
would you share one with us? One of your favourites,
What? How do you want me to do that?
I don't know. How do you
email
take,
it to you?
Take, yeah.
Could you do that? Yeah, definitely.
Do the negatives? What do you call it?
I've got some digital, but then I've got most of them are on negative because it was before digital came in.
So where do you take them? Backstage? You sometimes take them on stage
and everything? I didn't really take them on stage because I didn't feel that was professional.
It's like getting his hands full with drumsticks anyway, you know.
No, when the vocalist is talking, come on, sometimes I
did take some. The McCartney shows were so iconic. I did take a few when he was talking to the crowd, but on the Dire Straits thing, it was just so busy. It was a busy gig for a drummer.
Yeah. Could you do me a favor and share one of your pictures that you took on stage from the drums while Paul McCartney was chatting to the audience?
Yeah.
Would you do that exclusively with us?
Yeah, well, as long as I've got an email address to send it to, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Martin@jackaranafm.com. I'll write it down for you. You know, just making memories, touring the world, playing the music to the audiences. I mean, obviously, there are a couple of big songs. Back with you, Chris White.
Yeah.
Big Dire Straits songs that always get great feedback, like all these hits that people are mentioning now. What's your favorite one?
That's always the question. I was a fan of Dire Straits before I worked with Dire Straits, is the thing. I started working with Mark on some other things. I remember where I was when I first heard Romeo and Juliet, for example.
Love that song.
Yeah. And during rehearsals, we managed to shoehorn a sax solo in there as well. But that's probably one of my favorites. I think Brothers in Arms is an iconic track. Private Investigations is too for me. It's really kind of hard to pick.
What a track! What was the toughest one for you? That you know, I have to get this 100% right, Terrence.
We haven't finished all of them, yet. There's more to do.
They're monstrous pieces. It's difficult to say because some of them are difficult. You think, all right, that's a lot of flying guitar bits to do. That's obviously, but a lot of it is just trying to go through the gear shifts. There's so many changes. Things like Telegraph Road.
Mm.
It's like Moby Dick. You know, there's so many different bits to it and characters. And I don't mean characters in the music. The piano takes over, then another instrument. So something like that is probably one of the most challenging. And to make life easy, we start with it.
Just back with Chris Whitten for a moment. Did you record on a Waterboys track?
Yeah, The Hole of the Moon.
Is that your drumming?
Yes.
This one here. I love this track. Saw the crescent.
There I am.
You saw the hole of the moon. Funny thing is, whenever I listen, I love this track so much. You just hear that snare just cutting through, like pounding away.
The thing about that was, I had a weird relationship with Mike that he didn't really like drummers, and he particularly didn't like me. And when it came to doing the albums... they would call me and say, are you available to do the album? I'd say yes. And then I'd find out that he'd programmed all the drums for every song and he didn't need me.
Oh.
And then they had that song right at the end of the album recording process. He'd written this song, The Hole of the Moon. Oh, we need to do the drums really quickly. So I went up to the studio and I just did it in like one take.
Wow.
And that was the only song he ever let me play on, practically. And that was the biggest hit.
I know. Who's laughing now? Gentlemen, we could sit here for hours and just talk music. I cannot wait for the show tomorrow night. Have the most fun in South Africa for your first times here. I hope you come back again soon. Terrence, good to see you again.
Thank you very much. The Dire Straits Experience
live in South Africa tomorrow, Tuesday, 15 October. Times Square, Menlyn in Pretoria. You can your car keys compute ticket. But on the line is Lauren. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
All right, and you?
All right, hey. You're a fan. Are you going to go see the show?
My husband's a big fan, so this is a big surprise.
Ah, what's your husband's name? This is not a trick question. What's your husband's name?
Frank Lichnow.
Frank, okay, fantastic. Why did you have to think about that? Lauren, I'm going to give you and Frank two tickets to the show tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which song did you request? What do you want to hear?
Sultans of Swing.
Sultans of Swing.
Yeah.
Have a good day. You're going to enjoy
Thanks
it with Frank.
All.
Okay, bye.
Okay, keep well. Bye.
Thank you so much to the Dire Straits Experience for popping in this morning. Coming up next, the quick quiz brought to you by Clix. It is our quiz for the adults coming up. But first, Dire Straits. Sultans of Swing. You can hear this live tomorrow night in Pretoria.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a frech lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.